Kasama po natin ngayon si Pauline Sikam, isang veteranong manunulat at masasabi nating matagal nang nagmamasid sa mga kaganapan sa Pilipinas. Siya po ay isang permanent resident ng Australia, subalit madalas, sabi nga nila, ang puso niya ay nasa Pilipinas pa rin. Magandang umaga po sa inyo, Ma'am Pauline.
Magandang umaga.
At para po sa celebrity side, siya rin po ang nakatatandang kapatid ni Jim Paredes ng Apo Hiking Society yan. Si Pauline Paredes Sikam. Ma'am, kumusta po kayo? At kayo po ay madalas na napupunta rito sa Sydney.
Opo, dahil andito yung anak ko at mga apo ko. So, I come here at least once a year.
I know that you're still very active in the Philippines as a journalist, as a columnist for Philippine Star.
Well, yes, it's only a weekly column, but yes, I try to be as relevant as I can be.
Okay.
Kasi sa lifestyle yung aking sinusulat. So, kuminsan nagkukwento ko tungkol sa lifestyle, kuminsan naman nagsasawsaw ako sa politika.
And sa academy, hindi ba kayo member ng academy? Hindi kayo nagtuturo sa ano?
Hindi na. Dati nagturo ako, pero it's not for me.
Alam ko, laman kayo ng mga balita dahil medyo aktibo pa rin kayo sa nagiging aktibo sa politika. Ano po ang masasabi niyo sa lagay ng politika ngayon sa Pilipinas?
In how many words? Malungkot.
Bakit po malungkot?
Kasi yung magandang pangyayari noon, gumaganda na lahat, ekonomiya, pabumuhay at lahat, eh parang nawawala isa-isa. Ang nakikita ko kasi parang hindi ako masaya, I'm not confident that things are going to get better. Kasi tingnan mo naman yung patayan. I mean, yun ang naging unang menu ng bagong gobyerno. Anti-drug war. Lalo na yung mga mahihirap, hindi naman yung mga gumagamit ng taga Forbes Park, hindi naman yung mga nagdadala ng droga sa Pilipinas, kung hindi yung small-time people, very young people, na walang kalaban-laban.
Pero medyo naintupo yan, no? Well, lately.
Kasi linipat sa PDEA, sa Drug Enforcement Agency, ang drug war. Which meant maraming arrests, mas maraming apprehension, pero ang konti lang ng mga pinatay. Nung nasa pulis yan, halos wala kang apprehension, ang daming patay.
Okay.
Pero ngayon, ibabalik na naman daw sa pulis. So, tingnan natin kung ano mangyayari.
Okay. You're always been identified with Noynoy. Kaya nyo po nasasabi ito siguro or what? O masasabi ba ninyong ganun? No, hindi.
Hindi naman. I mean, you look at it objectively, 3,000 ang tawag ang bilang nila ng deaths, 12,000 ang bilang ng ibang tao. That's one death too many.
In other aspects of his leadership, kunwari sa traffic situation, how would you describe traffic situation in Manila? Kasi naging issue yan dati, di ba? Ano nang ang sitwasyon ng traffic ngayon sa Pilipinas? Balitaan niyo yung mga nandito.
Maraming ayaw nang pumunta sa Manila kasi sobra ang traffic. Sabi nga nila, pet malu, malupet, ang traffic. So, yung Lodi na Duterte, aayusin ko yan in 6 months.
Ano po ba yung Lodi? Lagi ko natin
idol.
Idol. Okay, oh.
Yung loading yan, medyo sumasama ang kanyang papel kasi naglagay siya ng mga tao dyan to fix it. Hindi na ayos. Maski anong gawin nila to fix it, ganun pa rin. It's still gridlock.
Okay.
Lalo na nung itong Christmas season. Ayaw na lumabas ng tao sa bahay. Pag magplano ka ng, bawa, mag-lunch tayo, Diyos ko, ang tagal ng plano. Wag dito, ang hirap ng parking dyan. Okay. Wag dito, dadaan ka sa Cubao. Wag dito, dadaan ka sa EDSA.
So, there has never been any improvement?
No,
yung pinangako nung naging issue laban kay Noynoy dati nun, di ba? So, lumala o the same?
Lumala. Yung MRT that was supposed to be fixed, hindi na ayos. Mga five times a day, masisira. Mamaya, maglalakad na naman ang mga tao sa trucks.
Naging isang issue pa rin ho, I think, during the campaign, naiya congestion o yung tanimbala or anything to that effect. Ngayon pa, gaano na naman yung airport sa international airport? Has there been any improvement or ganun pa rin?
May duda ako dyan sa tanimbalang yan eh. Kasi, hindi pa nagpapalit ng gobyerno na elect na si Duterte. Tumigil na. So, sabihin mo, baka naman dirty tricks yan para pasamain yung gobyerno, di ba? Ewan ko, pero it stopped.
Pero yung problema po sa NAIA, may congestion pa rin ba? Lalo pa sa mga balikbayan gusto umuwi, parang mahaba na yung pila sa immigration. Has it improved?
It has improved.
It has improved.
There was a time na nag-leave yung mga taga-immigration kasi ayaw taas yung kanilang sweldo. Yun, humaba mga pila nun. Pero ito ngayon...
Medyo nag-improve naman, no?
Maraming nagbabiyahe, kaya mahaba ang pila.
Okay. So, nag-improve ng konti sa... Nakatulong ng konti.
May improvement.
So, may plus point sa Duterte leadership yung konting-konti doon. Dahil pagdating doon, masasabi natin.
As far as I know, yes. Because I'm not a frequent traveler.
Yung pinagyayabang po ng administration ngayon na infrastructure, yung build. How is it going?
Alam mo, hindi 6 years. Na 5 years na lang siya ngayon. Hindi ba bago ka maka-build ng anything? Maraming preparasyon, di ba? May ka study, tapos meron kang bidding, meron kang kung ano-ano. Kung hindi pa nila nagagawa yan, baka hindi nila matapos. Ang tapos, itong infrastructure na ito, sabi nila, it will be paid for by taxes. Ito yung mga tax na dinagdag nila. Ito yung training, bagong
po
train. Train.
Bago po yun, pasapon ng train. Yes.
People who earn up to 250,000, halos wala nang babayaran na tax, di ba?
Parang katulad sa kay Trump yan na tax
pero,
reform.
Ang VAT tataas, ang excise tax tataas, ang sugar tax, maraming tax na linalagay. So, yung araw-araw mong gastos, tataas. So, we'll see how much money they can raise from that and how people will be able to cope with these taxes. I mean, gasoline is going to go up by like 7 pesos a liter by January 1, as far as I've read.
But lately po lumabas na naman na, well, bumaba yung popularity ni Duterte. Then in latest survey, ang taas na naman po. Bakit po sa tingin nyo ganun? So basically, it means that people are happy the way things are going at saka sa kanyang leadership.
Easy to please, I think. I'm not going to question SWS, kaibigan ko si Mahar Mangahas. Hindi ko ika-question ang SWS. Pero... I can understand why tumataas pa mababa. It's not a matter of liking eh. It's a matter of who you ask and how you ask. For example, magpunta ka sa squatter area na maraming patayan. Approve ba kayo kay Duterte? Sasabihin mo bang hindi?
Or is it because the survey was done immediately after the ASEAN and the summit, ASEAN summit, and the ASEAN summit was perceived to be very successful?
Pwede rin. It's a moment in time. The survey is done in a moment in time. If it's done at the right time, then you get a higher ano.
Okay, napag-usapan nila natin. In terms of naman po international relations, how would you describe the Philippines today?
Malapit na tayo maging paraya.
Ganun po bang perception ninyo? Bakit po?
Inaaway niya lahat eh. Inaaway niya lahat. Sabi ka lang ng human, magsalita ka lang ng human rights. Wala ka na, sira ka na sa kanya.
Well, sa tingin niyo po, hindi nga kaya yan ang dahilan kung bakit nilipat na sa PDEA yung management ng drug campaign kasi mukhang ayaw lang sabihin ng gobyerno, baka nakikilig na sa pressure, baka from other countries na.
Oh yeah, he responded to the pressure. But you know, he's very erratic in that sense. Mamayang konti iba na naman. He has said something today or last week, and then the next week, iba naman yung sinasabi niya. He has contradicted himself many times. So I guess it depends on which side of his kulambo he got out of.
Ma'am, yung mga nangyayari naman ngayon sa Mindanao, no? All these calamities, tapos nagkasunog pa sa Davao. What can you say about this? Signs, sabi nagsasabi kasi, sign daw yan na, you know.
I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there that this is a sign from God and all of that. No. The 37 people were killed in that mall. And I don't want to politicize it. I don't want to politicize it. I don't want to put any... if City Hall is to blame, fine. Blame them. But let justice take its course. I don't want to read anything more into it.
And yung mga baha-baha naman po sa Mindanao dahil sa...
time of the year... that talagang malalaki ang mga bagyo na dumadaan.
Can we blame the failure on controlling illegal logging or logging, kahit na legitimate logging or the mining industry? Or
nobody totally has talked about logging for a while. Maybe
or,
mining.
Or mining.
I'm not sure exactly where exactly this floods are, but I heard even in Davao it flooded.
So tingin niyo, dapat bang reassess yung mga policies on mining, logging, and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course, climate change.
We've always had to deal with that,
Of course, climate change is sa mga biggest factor.
Lalo na because of climate change, we've had to deal with logging and mining. But, you know, the government is, ano ba, talaga bang no more open pit mining? O pwede pa? Inalisigin na doon, tapos sabing ganun, okay ng open pit. The last I heard, sabi na naman ni Duterte, hindi pwedeng open pit. There's no clear policy yet.
Well, alam natin po na the administration gets full support from both the Senate and the Congress. So tingin niyo, ano bang mangyayari pa?
Well, he's gonna get what he wants. Mm.
And ito nga yung tanong ko, what are the things that he wants for the country in the next 5 years or so?
Well, he got the tax bill. I think he wants to change the Supreme Court Chief Justice. Mm-hmm. I just hope that the Senate will rise above its pettiness. And really, the big legal guns there see that this is all moro-moro. Mm-hmm. That there is no basis. There is no basis for impeachment. I really hope the Senate rises above its pettiness. And of course, they're still trying to impeach the ombudsman. They want to change the ombudsman. The PCGG wants it abolished and is going to give it to his attorney general. What is it?
Kalida, Jose Kalida.
Kalida, who is a Marcos man. What is going on here?